Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. 1 Nephi 13. I think this chapter will be insightful. We start yet again with the angel talking and showing Nephi visions. In verse 1, he sees many nations and kingdoms. In verse 4, Nephi sees the formation of a great church. And in verse 5, he learns that it is the most abominable above all other churches, which slayeth the saints of God. It continues, yeah, and tortures them and bindeth them down, and yoketh them with a yoke of iron, and bringeth them down into captivity. And in verse 6 we read, and it came to pass that I beheld this great and abominable church, and I saw the devil, that he was the founder of it. I would like to stop here for a moment and reflect on how the world is looking today. God gave us this earth for us to come down to and be able to use our free will. How is that working for us in today's society, do you think? We have vaccine passes and curfews and shutting down whole countries, and mass vaccinations and fear ripping our lives apart. I don't think this was what God intended for us, because the greatest gift we have is our free will. Now family is against family and friend against friend. And we are controlled by fear into obedience and the giving up our free will. And I also saw gold and silver and silks and scarlets and the fine twined linen and the precious clothing and the harlots and the desire of this great and abominable church. And the angel spake unto me, saying, behold the gold and the silver and the silks and the scarlets and the fine twined linen and the precious clothing and the harlots are the desires of this great and abominable church. Money and power have been the root cause for many bad things happening on this earth. And I think that it's the root cause to the world we live in today too. Media is monitored and the governments only show us what they want us to see, editing out everything else. I want a world that is transparent and full of love. And I heard once that fear and love cannot coexist. I choose love. Every day of the week I choose love. But the key point is that I choose for me. That is my birthright. I came to this earth to experience sickness and health, love and heartbreak, joy and sadness. And I was given this gift because Christ came to this earth, making sure that he would pay for my sins with his blood. But with that, he gave me the precious gift of choice. I get to choose for me. That is what it's all about. If we were here to not have a choice, it would be a world that Lucifer chose for us. But with Christ came our free agency. And I would just like for us to live in a world where it was okay for people to choose differently. And we would live in acceptance, respect, and love. I find hope in verse 19 that reads, and I, Nephi, beheld that the Gentiles that had gone out of captivity were delivered by the powers of God out of the hands of all other nations. He has done it once, and I believe in my heart that he can do it again. Deliver us by the power of God out of the hands of all other nations. Then it comes to see the book that contains the fullness of the gospel of the Lord, as we read in verse 24, and how parts of the true gospel is taken away from the book. Well, we all know how this book has been translated and rewritten throughout history, depending on who has the power in different countries throughout time. Reading these verses, I am struck by the power in the words in verse 40. And shall make known to all kindreds, tongues, and people, that the Lamb of God is the Son of the Eternal Father, and the Savior of the world, and that all men must come unto him, or they cannot be saved. There is one God, and one Shepherd, over all the earth. And the time cometh that he shall manifest himself unto all nations, both unto the Jews and also unto the Gentiles. And the last shall be the first, and the first shall be the last. Wow. The power in these words resonates deep within me. I feel the truth in the core of me, and my soul wants to rejoice in the knowledge thereof. But I have this feeling that what if he's already here? Oh, now I got the chills. I talked to my sister about this the other day. What if he's already here, walking the earth, seeing the state it is in, and watches us? I don't know how you feel about this, but these were my thoughts reading this chapter. Until next time, be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.